Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 10th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 3.5 cents, July wheat down 7.5 cents, and July beans down 5.75 cents. None of the commodities were able to trade higher on the day. I was a little surprised. I thought with the Mexican deal being in place that we would have seen at least corn being higher out here, but no such luck. People are thinking that we're going to see 80% corn planted. I'm not sure we'll be quite that high, but, you know, there'll be some improvements. But we still have an awful lot of corn to plant. And, you know, we're in the second week of June here. So, you know, I think we've done a lot of damage out here. I think a lot of areas are going to have to be replanted. I think the ratings, some people are looking for the ratings to be 65% good to excellent. Some are under 50%. You know, I think 50% might not be a bad place to start out here. But I still think we have plenty of problems with this corn. And ultimately, I think we can move it higher. Now, there's still the gap in the July corn down around 404.75. Maybe we go down and fill that gap. But we now have the funds long corn out here. Commitment of traders said about 95,000. I don't think we're long quite that much after Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'd say we're probably long about 60,000 contracts, somewhere in that neighborhood. We're still short 90,000 contracts of beans. Are the funds going to try to defend their position, sell more beans, buy more corn? I think that's possible out here. I don't see the funds switching back to short corn anytime soon. They're still short 65 oil, long 5 meal. They're about even in the wheat. So, you know, I don't know that the funds are going to get too involved here today until we see the report tomorrow. Tomorrow, the WASDE numbers, I think, are going to be kind of a joke. I don't think they're really going to reflect what's really happening in the real world out here. But I think long-term, the pros are going to look to buy the breaks in the corn, sell the rallies in the beans, and the wheat. If we stay hot and dry in Australia, if we stay hot and dry in Russia, the pros will look to buy it on the breaks. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.